Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, there's always been a sense of misogyny, sometimes subtle, not quite so subtle, coming from some of the messaging of Donald Trump. It's echoed by his sycophant followers. There's also, you know, no doubt that promoting misogyny has been somewhat of a factor surrounding Donald Trump. And then on the other side, Kamala Harris reflected strong women in America that many American men seem to be in fear of. Now, leading up to the election, and certainly after the election, social media has been flooded with misogynistic messages, some bordering on promoting violence against women. So why are so many American men so afraid of women that they seem to find joy in online abuse and hate toward women? Two phrases that are a recurring theme on social media sites right now speak to this renewed hate toward women. The pro-feminist phrase about abortion, my body, my choice, has been changed to your body, my choice. Another phrase is get back to the kitchen. These have been repeated on social media on sites like X and TikTok. I mean, let's be honest, the phrase your body, my choice blatantly implies the idea of men being able to do whatever they want with a woman's body. Now, look, we're talking about extremists. I am not talking about all Republicans and all Trump supporters. But let's call out those people who are supporting this. And I'm representing the middle when I call out the extremes. Donald Trump's campaign and victory appears to have inspired some men who are living in the manosphere. The manosphere is openly degrading and promoting hate toward women. This is a collection of websites and blogs and other communications that are promoting masculinity and misogyny. The manosphere is linked to men's rights activist organizations and is also united by the fear of the influence of feminism promoting hatred toward men. The manosphere is also linked to far-right and alt-right groups, the extremes, that advocate degrading women and even promoting violence against women in extreme cases. Donald Trump's elective win seems to have given men permission to attack women. White nationalist Nick Fuentes witnessed a 4,600% increase the day after the election. And there were posts calling for the appeal of the 19th Amendment, which is the amendment that gave women the right to vote. Fuentes is one of the social media personalities promoting the phrase, your body, my choice. Why do so many American men feel threatened by women? I believe that there is an intrinsic jealousy in a lot of men that women have control over whether men have sex. And this is a subconscious reality that men need women for sex. And I think that causes an inferiority complex. The implied misogyny during the Trump campaign with some people seemed to embolden some American men into joining the chorus of masculine voices putting women down and condemning women's rights. There's even talk in some states, including Louisiana, of doing away with no-fault divorce. A right-wing YouTuber, Steven Crowder, went ballistic on the air over no-fault divorce in Texas after the law allowed his wife to leave him against his wishes. No-fault divorce is just what it says. A married person can choose to divorce their spouse, no reason given. And according to the American Sociological Association, up to 70% of all divorces are started by women, and men in their marriages have no say-so about preventing the divorce. That gives women control over men. This current display of overt masculinity is inspiring hate toward women. And it seems like a desperate attempt on the part of some men to exert their masculinity, their strength to control women. And I mean, if this is what it means to be masculine, then the male gender's in deep blank. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. As a man, as a, you know, mainstream American man who's a patriotic American, I'm offended by the phrase, your body, my choice. That implies that men can do whatever they want with a woman. Does that bother you?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.